So let's do this. Let's go back to, first off, Kent Lambert, and he joins us to give us a little bit of a recap of where we are with this state legislature. So many things have happened this year I never anticipated, and yet there are repercussions to elections. Maybe the writing was on the wall. Give us a, you know, an up-to-date in terms of this legislature, Kent, but especially where are we going to be going in the next week?
Well, can you hear me okay this time, Richard?
I sure can.
Okay, great.
We got
it worked out.
We're about halfway
through our legislative session right now, and you've just seen, you know, the start of 2 years here for the rest of John Hickenlooper's first term, and we're seeing, you know, the most radical leftist agenda coming forward in Colorado that we have ever seen in our history. And this next week is actually budget week in the Senate. We're just starting out the state budget, and it'll go through the Senate, then have to go through the House of Representatives. And I very much doubt that we're going to be able to slow down this juggernaut of just more and more socialist programs, taking more and more money away from the people of Colorado, and, you know, enabling all of the other pieces of bad legislation that have already gone through.
You know, what frustrates me is there's a certain sense of hypocrisy. I'm thinking of Rhonda Fields. She is somebody who, from Aurora, and unfortunately she got some death threats, and that was really inappropriate. It was unfortunate. But she pushes through a lot of this gun legislation. And then all of a sudden, they look at the death penalty this year. She is opposed to revising and doing away with the death penalty because, unfortunately, her son and fiancé were killed before they testified in a case. And the irony is she said that this was such a sensitive issue that it should be taken to the voters, that she had faith in the voters, and they ought to decide this. Kent Lambert, help me understand. Why does she believe that on her issue, but she sure as heck doesn't believe that on our issues? She thinks that they're smarter and wants to ram it through as quickly as they can. This has got to be a double standard.
Well, you know, I think it is a double standard, but she'll get a pass for that. They're still probably going to ram the revocation of the death penalty through. And for her district, for her, because it's her, they'll probably just give her a pass on that and, you know, ignore her opposition. And, you know, the problem is here, we have had, actually, since we had revised our gun laws here in Colorado in 2003, really advanced concealed carry, advanced even open carry in Colorado. It's interesting that, you know, our crime rates have been going down to the extent where now we're having to consider some way of closing about 6 to 8 prisons in this state. And now, you know, with everybody having their guns confiscated or taken away here over the next couple of years, almost completely overturning the Second Amendment, what's going to happen to our crime rate? No more death penalty, no more enforcement. Maybe this is a way of, you know, filling our prisons back up again. That's not the ultimate agenda, I'm sure, but there are consequences for these bad policies.
Well, and there are consequences to elections. I've got Sean Page ready to go. I've got the woman who's bringing Dinesh D'Souza here to town, and I need to talk with her. So my final question to you, and we'll talk next week as well, but yet again, talk to me about consequences for elections, because we've got a city council election coming up here, but I think there were a lot of people got wrapped up with the presidential election, and some of these races were on their radar, but I don't know if they were thinking specifically that this much was going to be happening.
Well, it's certainly important to keep your eye on the ball here for local elections because, you know, we're turning our state into another New York, another California. We're seeing in those states taxes go up, the economy going down, crime going up, and unfortunately that's what we just voted for here in Colorado. And we're going to see all of those things happen. They happen all over the country in Chicago. That's the model right now. I think Chicago and New York City is now the model for Colorado. If people don't think their vote in local elections counts, just watch and learn.
All right. Thank you so much, Kent Lambert. The irony, of course, of all of this is how many people have moved to Colorado in the past 20, 15, 10 years because they didn't want to live with the troubles in Chicago or California or New York. And now those troubles are following them thanks to these politicians. Thank you so much, Kent Lambert. We'll talk to you next week. Let's go back to Jennifer.